I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The military in Zimbabwe is insisting the takeover on Wednesday isn't a coup, but analysts are calling it like it is. Zimbabwe's military has taken control of state institutions, broadcasters, and placed President Robert Mugabe under house arrest. Mugabe was president for 37 years and thwarted all efforts to share power. Last week, he terminated former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a powerful figure with military support. This tipping point spurred a military coup. Global Disciples Ministry has 12 church planter programs in Zimbabwe. Barry with Global Disciples says so far their staff reports that things have been quiet, but the economy has taken a hit.
They're asking for prayer that even though the tensions are there and the economy is challenged and so forth, that their team would continue to push forward in realization of the efforts towards the least reach.
And it's not likely that a child growing up in the red light districts of India sees many examples of humans being valued or loved. Donna Glass of India Partners shares the story of Asha, a young girl living in the red light district right now.
In the evening, she'll hear someone knocking on the door. And once that evening time hits, she gets kicked out of the home and is forced to wait on the streets while her mother works. And she sees men coming into her mom's room every single night. She says she wants to just shout and run away, but she can't. She has no place to go.
So this Christmas, would you consider restoring love in a child's life through India Partners' Days of Safety project, which provides kids with a safe place to live, learn, and grow with a hope for the future? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padite. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.